All signs seem to indicate that OG Anunoby will re-sign a new contract with the Knicks. The only question is how much that contract is going to be worth. Many Knicks fans have already expressed their concerns about OG and his injury past. Nearly each and every season Anunoby is available to play, he deals with some form of injury that has him miss a number of games. And according to one NBA insider, the Knicks absolutely know this, and they may be working in a clause into his contract that protects the Knicks from his injuries. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks are planning to add an injury protection clause to OG Anunoby's new deal. Now, this is not surprising to me. As we just spoke about, Anunoby has missed a number of games each and every year of his career. And even this year, when he was traded to the Knicks, he was supposed to be that game changer for the Knicks. And he was, when he was healthy, when he was available, and when he was out there. The Knicks and Anunoby, when they're on the floor together, they just look like a completely different team. We all have to recognize that, and we understand the impact. And for that impact, you're going to have to pay for it. But can you blame the Knicks if they add some type of injury protection clause to Anunoby's deal? In my opinion, I wouldn't, because that's how you protect yourself in case something happens. And according to SNY's Ian Bagley, the Knicks could do just that and add that protection clause to Anunoby's new deal. Let's go ahead and break down Bagley's latest report here. Shout out to Ian Bagley for giving us the following information. He answered a question about OG Anunoby on his following mailbag edition, and he gave us the following update. He states, "What's up, Cooler?" That's the guy who asked the question. "The Knicks don't need to fully guarantee Anunoby's new deal. If I had to guess, they'll look to put some injury protections in the contract. But Anunoby should have other suitors in the market. We've noted that Philadelphia could pursue Anunoby. If the Sixers make an offer to Anunoby at a certain dollar amount or without the injury protections, maybe it forces the Knicks to sign Anunoby without any protections added." And as we've mentioned a number of times on the show already, OG Anunoby's new contract is expected to reach $35 to $40 million annually, according to Fred Katz of The Athletic. Anunoby receiving $150 plus million this summer isn't out of the realm of possibilities. All indications are that the Knicks will pay Anunoby whatever it takes to re-sign him. Here's how I see things. OG Anunoby, any discounted deal you thought he was going to give the Knicks, that's now gone. With the number of teams that are interested in Anunoby, they're going to offer him a lot of money. That means no discounted deal for the Knicks. So that's one thing there. Then with Anunoby, if he's going to look to get $35 to $40 million, that means he's already getting paid. He's already getting the bag. If all of those things are true and the Knicks are accommodating him and making sure that when he comes back to this team, he not only has an impact, but he has the chance to shine and to be an offensive threat, something that the Raptors never gave him the chance to do, the Knicks can give him that ability. If he stays with the Knicks, he'll gain that opportunity. But if we're giving him all of these additions, all of these securities, and we're making sure we're taking care of him because he's CAA, because he's part of the family, then I think at the very least, what Anunoby can do is make sure we can add those injury protections into his contract, because that helps protect the Knicks. And if you want to become a Knick for a long term and you want to help this Knicks team today and in the future, then Anunoby should definitely have no problem having the Knicks add that injury protection clause to his new deal, because that helps everybody. It helps the Knicks in case an injury happens. And if nothing happens, it does nothing to OG Anunoby. OG Anunoby is not affected. But let's say he gets injured, but he wants to be a Knick for a very long time. Him having that injury protection clause in his contract will help the Knicks and make sure they can add to their roster in his absence while he's injured. So that way they can stay competitive. And if they can make it all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals without him, and then let's say he comes back healthy, he can help them push it all the way to the NBA Finals and potentially help us win a championship. And that's what it's all about. The Knicks need to make moves like that. And if you're looking to be part of this team for the long term, for our future, then you should have no problem making these sacrifices. the Knicks are making a number of sacrifices each and every year. We have star players on this team, Julius Randle, Jalen Brunson, who are already making sacrifices and are rumored to continue to make sacrifices for this team to help them stay competitive, stay flexible, so they can go out there and add that star player that they need to add to this team to make us competitive for the NBA Finals each and every year. These are the moves that we're trying to make. OG Anunoby allowing the Knicks to do this goes a long way. Also, he's one of the key players on this team. If everybody on the roster sees OG do this, Jalen Brunson do this, Julius Randle do this, that's your core, your three best players on the team right now. If they're doing it, that means it inspires everybody else on the roster, if they're in the similar situation, to do the exact same thing. I'm looking at Isaiah Hartenstein. I'm looking at a couple of other players if they choose to resign with the Knicks. This is how you help the Knicks get better. This is how you help the Knicks stay competitive. And this is how you help build a contender. And that's what the Knicks are out to do. They've done it, by the way. Fully healthy, this Knicks team is a contender. The Knicks make the right moves, the right signings, and the right additions. We stay that way for years. Isn't that what you want? That's what I want. That's what most of New York wants. Everybody remembers the 90s. The Knicks were in the playoffs each and every year. New York City was on fire. It was electrifying. I want to get back to that. I want to experience that again. I know everybody wants to do that. I know Leon Rose wants that again. That's why he's building this roster the way he is. That's why he's patient. That's why he has all of his first round picks, those protected first round picks, our second round picks, the contracts, the players. Everything we have is set up this way by Leon Rose purposely because we are waiting for that star to become available that we covet to get them on this team. But not only that, it's also because everybody on this roster knows that we are only a few moves away from building that legit contender in the East and really in the entire NBA. And when your entire team knows that, they're willing to make sacrifices. After this magical season we just had, best believe, everybody will be making sacrifices. I just hope that includes OG Anunoby. And not only with the injury protection clause, I hope he gives the Knicks just a little bit of a discount with his contract as well too. If it was supposed to be 35, he can't sign for 32? That would be out of the question. Would that be crazy? Because to me, if he was supposed to sign for 35 and the Knicks get him for 32, that's a steal, that's a discount. And thank you, OG Anunoby, for doing that. You help the Knicks remain flexible. The Knicks need to re-sign OG Anunoby. It looks like they're going to do that. The Knicks need to re-sign Ihart. It looks like they're going to do that. It also looks like the Knicks are going to steal Jalen Brunson yet again and sign him to a very good extension, not only for him, but for the Knicks. Because if they sign Brunson to an extension this summer, he is leaving roughly $114 million on the table. Talk about a sacrifice, and that is coming from your leader, your superstar, your point guard, Jalen Brunson. You have to love what he's doing, you have to love Brunson, and you have to love the sacrifices. If Brunson is making a sacrifice, then I expect OG Anunoby and Ihart to make sacrifices as well too. And hopefully, they do just that come this offseason. Because if they're able to do that, that allows the Knicks to go out there and add more pieces to this team that makes us even better, more competitive, and a team that goes all the way to the NBA Finals. But what about you guys? What do you think about these latest reports from Ian Begley stating that the Knicks could potentially add an injury protection clause to OG Anunoby's new deal with them? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below, and of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.